This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Did I see the Jones-Tyson fight or Tyson-Jones fight? Who was billed first? Alphabetically, it should have been Jones-Tyson. What fight? Fight? Oh, my goodness. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. My producer's asking me if I saw the Tyson-Jones fight. A couple of geriatrics. Certainly boxing geriatrics. I mean, they're both younger than I am. But they're way past their fighting prime. The only fighting that Tyson and Jones should do is in protecting their family or something like that. They shouldn't be in the ring. Look, I'm not mad at them. I don't know how much money they got paid. They probably made a lot of money. Can y'all see what they got paid? I'm just curious. I know it's millions of dollars. They wouldn't have done it. And I saw an interview with Mike Tyson where he was talking about how tough it is to train for going into the ring and getting punched every single day. You know, in other words, at that level versus just being the ordinary Joe. And having been there, I can tell you it is no joke. You train differently than if you, you know, when you're going to prepare to fight in a ring versus if you're going to fight, you know, just in general. In other words, you know, right now, I train differently, so I don't really want to get into what I do because I'm going to take you out. It, you know, it isn't about how pretty I can look or I can dance and then bounce up against a rope or a cage and whatever else. There's fighting and there's, you know, there's street fighting, professional cage fighting, if you will, and then there's fighting for life, which is what our special forces guys do. So it's a whole other thing, and you're prepared at the highest level, which is the special forces type guys. You're prepared at the highest level for come what may, but you're not prepared for the ring. Don't be, you know, a member of IDF or, you know, Russian special forces or even Navy SEALs and get in the ring with a cage fighter because you're going to get your butt kicked. But don't be a cage fighter and get outside of that environment and get involved with Spetsnaz. I mean, the Russians would I don't even want to go there. You'd be done. So there's a place for it. But anyway, these guys, I don't blame them. If you can make an extra buck, it's like when Mayweather fought, what's his name? Colin McGregor. Both of them, I think Mayweather made $100 million. Colin McGregor got like $50 million or something crazy. Mayweather's like, you want to come from your sport and box me. I'm the best boxer in the world, and y'all going to pay me $100 to beat up this white boy? Done. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to, folks. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. We got a ton to talk about, but I saw that movie. What was it, De Niro and Stallone, rematch, I don't know, something like that. I watched 20 minutes of it and said, this is stupid. Grudge match, thanks. Yeah, grudge match. With these two old dudes that, I don't know, I guess one thought the other one ducked them for 20 years, so they decided to lace on the gloves after and hype up a fight and, you know, and probably in the movie make a lot of money, even though they don't talk about that in Hollywood. No, you know, I mean, but the point is, this is all for money. You know, does it really matter who would win between those two? And by the way, spoiler alert, but cover your ears if you don't want to hear. It ended in a draw. Yeah. So Hollywood ending. No, it wasn't staged. I mean, come on. How could you possibly think that it might be staged in a time where our votes don't count? In a time where any election, somebody has a machine and says, oh, you don't like that outcome here. Let me put in a disc. Let me put in a thumb drive and I can change the results for you. Yeah. We live in a time where everything that is we're supposed to see is real is not real. Joe Biden, he was going to cure cancer, right? He starts a cancer charity. Ask me how much money Joe Biden gave to the actual people studying the disease. And it was minuscule. It was nothing. All these charities that pretend they're doing something. We'll talk about another charity. I don't know if we'll get to it today. I hope we do. We got a ton to talk about. But it's all an illusion. And I'm using the Tyson Jones fight, and I use my finger quotes, as the backdrop, as the metaphor for this illusion, a.k.a. delusion. What else we got to talk about today? CNN's worried because they, well, and so are other leftists, by the way. The varnish, the what do they call it? The shine has worn off their trophy. You know, the Biden, finger quotes, win. The shine's worn off because they're starting to come to the realization that he may not win. There are roads to where Donald Trump can, and leftists, if you're listening, will win. Conservatives, if you're listening, and some of you do because you want your backbone stiffened by me, I'm not telling you this to make you feel good. I firmly believe Donald Trump will assume his rightful place in his second term. And the idea that we're running around talking about Joe Biden as a potential, you know, as a president, I mean, the other side, president-elect and vice-president-elect, they're celebrating. You know, Stripper Harris is over there celebrating this stuff. And meanwhile, you know what's happening? This economy is suffering. Many people in this economy are suffering because the very people that they want to assume the office, they want them to suffer. We'll talk about New Jersey and New York and the businesses and what's happening there. Don't even get into the places like Portland and Seattle, where not only are they dealing with this Wu flu scamdemic, second only to, well, it's tough to say second only because the Democrats have so many scandals and so many frauds, but second to the belief that Barack Obama could save America, second only to the belief that climate change is the biggest existential threat to us, second only, you know, to whatever. You know what I'm saying? The Democrats always have something big. It's a scam. Medical scam, education scams, weather scams, Joe Biden scams, Barack Obama scams. So we got all these scams that are going on. We'll talk about some of those. Ken Jennings is in the news. You know, he's the best contestant ever on Jeopardy. And he's supposed to replace Alex Trebek, so he's got a little bit of things going on. And Antifa was busy during Thanksgiving. For those of us who actually celebrate the idea and honor the nation, you know, the people surviving, the pilgrims during that period. But anyway, we got a ton to talk about, and I'm glad you're with me. It's Kevin Jackson.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
The trick in runoff elections, or any election for that matter, is to get the right message to the right person. Think of it as a smart bomb. This isn't an ad that everyone sees on the nightly news. This is a video delivered to a persuadable voter right after they request their mail-in ballot. The Republican National Committee knows how to talk to Trump voters to make sure that they show up. But as we can see from the results of the presidential election, there won't be enough to win these two critical Senate races. I partnered with Protect American Values PAC to help them go after the people the RNC won't be talking to. We reached these new voters with targeted videos and social advertisement, and we tell them why. Even if they didn't vote for President Trump, they need to vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Here's something you might not know. Ralph Warnock, one of the Democratic candidates for Senate, once compared Israel to the apartheid South Africa. I bet Jewish voters in Atlanta don't know it either. And we can find them and we can make sure that they know the truth. This is how we advance the conservative cause and put a check on Joe Biden's ability to turn our nation into a socialist nightmare. To donate, go to Protecting American Values.com /Kevin Jackson.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You think we're going to get the real story on why old, feeble, crippled, crooked Joe Biden, Joey Fingers, slipped? I use my finger quotes. He slipped. Oh, playing with his dog. He's supposedly playing with his dog. This was big news the other day. This news was bigger than the economy. It was bigger than the election. Joe Biden, they want to make it bigger. Remember what they used to do with Barack Obama? Barack Obama took a bite of a burger. He took a bite of a burger. Look, here's a picture of it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. Joe Biden slipped and fell. Yeah. Supposedly was playing with his dog, a couple of German shepherds. They look pretty old. And then we learned Joe Biden might get a cat. And it was funny because Fox News was covering this story and they were calling him president-elect. Fox News, man, come on, seriously. You still watching Fox News? Joe Biden fell. Can't have America learn, you know, knowing that Biden is brittle and he's a feeble old man with dementia. Not when you're trying to put him in office, right? This is, it's so funny to watch. This guy is a clown. There is nobody on the Democratic side that would let Joe Biden run their company, babysit their kids, house sit, water their plants. Joe Biden, he has to be watered. Joe Biden isn't his wife. She's a nurse helper. Well, by the way, where was Jill? Who was not watching that crazy old man? Well, who let him play with the dogs? Seriously. This guy is talk about showing your age. Here's what Fox News wrote. President-elect Biden was hurt on Saturday and is expected to be examined by an orthopedist. Get this, out of an abundance of caution. That's a funny way to comment it. Out of an abundance of caution. I mean, if you say, yeah, I'm going to take a look at it because, you know, just want to make sure everything's cool. Out of an abundance of caution. Because remember, he's really old and brittle. Oh, feeble and an idiot too. Did we mention that? Oh, by the way, he's a racist who's stuck in the 1960s. Man. And so his team released a statement. While playing with his dog Major, he twisted his ankle. Major. Oh. So he's got to see an orthopedist for a slip. I asked the question, I said, what happens when he gets a headache? Do they send him to a neurosurgeon? Look, how many times have you slipped down and you went, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to go see my orthopedist? Yeah, I got to check to make sure everything's okay. Now, I know there are many of you arguing, but Kev, he's dang near 80 years old. I get it. See, look, that's my point. Trump is 73 or whatever he is. He looks 50. Biden is 78 and he looks like he's 113. So when he falls, I tell you what, why don't you just make the White House Johns Hopkins or wherever they treat the president, Loma Linda. Oh, in Loma Linda, they do brain stuff too. That's where they test monkeys. So that's actually a better choice. But just let that be, you know, command central for Joe Biden. Should his feeble, bony little butt get in the White House, which it won't. I always want to qualify that. I don't leave that karma out there because it ain't happening. I was thinking about, as I said, you got to have an orthopedic surgeon when you fall. When Biden thinks, you want to know what he needs? When Biden thinks, he needs a neurosurgeon present. Because it's rare that he actually thinks, because right now his brain just spits stuff out. Black people suck. Black people are ugly. He just spits it out. Oh, man. You know that sucker's got a neurosurgeon on speed dial, or Jill does. Yeah. Remember the campaign? Biden would call it a wrap at like 10 o'clock in the morning after a couple of hours of hard campaigning. Because his brain, look, I think all day, and at the end of the day, I don't want to think, and I'm young and vibrant and pretty, you know? If I trip and fall, the flowers spring up around me. Sometimes you got to see the looks that people give you when you say things that are the truth. I'm cute. Not as cute as I used to be 20 years ago, but I'm still pretty cute. Oh, man. Yep, Biden hangs up his spurs after 2 hours of campaigning. And think about this. The level of campaigning that Joe Biden supposedly did, and he got 80 million votes. And I love there was a group. Donald Trump got 73, almost 74 million votes, but Joe Biden blew it away with 80 million. And they say this with a straight face. It cracks me up. And then we got to get the play-by-play. Because, you know, the world is interested in what's going on with the, quote, president-elect that will never be. I said, hey, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, enjoy those titles. Enjoy the temporary titles that you have because they won't last. Man, I can't wait for this to be over. And Americans can stop wondering if Mr. Magoo, who's pretending to lead the nation, will actually lead the nation. And we can get back to normal. And by normal, I mean people back to work. I'm so sick of hearing the words COVID that I just want to skank slap the next person that says it. People need to go back to normal work, and we need to go back to the way it was. And we need Trump to expose these scams and stop buying into fix. Look, if you got to give some more money to the restaurateurs and all that, I'm fine. But let's get over this. Let's get back to normal. And I mean, let's set this nation back to where 80 million people had it. Anyway, this is the first of many injuries that that old criminal is going to suffer. And Democrats planned on this contingency, folks. I bet you there's at least two or three Biden doubles out there. But you have to wonder about Biden's injury because we live in a time of fake news. I don't know if you guys know this. This happened on Saturday. They didn't mention it until Sunday. They wouldn't even talk about it for an entire day. And it was late on Sunday when they issued the report. Because they didn't want us to know that Joe Biden, old feeble Joe, brittle bones Joe, fell. And who knows what really happened to him. Because believe it or not, I'm going to tell you, I don't think this was just a minor fall. I don't think they report the truth. I bet he hit and he busted his head over like a Harry Reid when he fell. They said he fell and it turned out his little brother beat the crap out of him. But they gave this guy a CAT scan. Why do you give a CAT scan to a dude that hurt his ankle? Of course, his brain. I would send him to a who's the guy that look at your butt? Is there a buttologist? I would send you. That's where his brain is. He fell on his butt, and they sent him to get a CAT scan because they were like, he hurt his brain. Hey, news alert, Democrats. Biden's brain's almost damaged. Any fall. And he's subject to problems because the dude is, you know, he's crazy. He's just not there. Anyway, we'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Testifying at a Republican-led Senate hearing, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is defending the Trump administration's economic response to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
We continue to work
to implement the Historic CARES Act with speed, efficiency, and transparency. But our job will not be complete until every American gets back to work.
Members of the Problem Solvers Caucus announced a bipartisan COVID relief plan on Tuesday with support from members of the House and Senate.
We've worked in the best interest of what we believe is great for our country, it's good for our states, and we can all go home knowing that we have worked diligently to make sure that the unemployed, the small businesses, the state and local funding, student loan forbearance, everything that's going to come to a halt in December.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, USA Radio News. Georgia's Secretary of State says the recount is moving along, but the state's largest county is causing problems.
We are approaching 50 counties being completed so far. The largest still out is Fulton, and again, we're seeing issues there.
Brad Raffensperger accusing the county that's home to Atlanta of cutting corners and committing multiple errors.
Instead of following the procedures that my office and the vendor laid out, Fulton County once again cut corners. The biggest one being he backed up the election project on the server itself instead of on an external backup.
President Trump's re-election campaign filed a lawsuit to the Wisconsin Supreme Court following the campaign's requested recount to uncover fraud and abuse in the state. The suit alleges illegally altering absentee ballot envelopes and counting ballots that had no required application. The campaign saying these actions affected no less than 221,000 ballots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The situation with the big cheat vexes Democrats. They went DEFCON 1 in this last election. They dropped their nukes on Donald Trump, and he emerged unscathed, wearing a tux. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to it. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. You've seen those nuclear blasts. They show the mushroom cloud and all that, and here comes Trump just walking out like a champ, man. Boom, boom. Melania, lovely Melania, hanging on his arm, and he continues his day-to-day activities of being what, America? One of the greatest presidents ever in this country. And here's the problem. The realization has begun setting in for leftists. Before I get to them, let me ask about you. When you got the, maybe you were watching it on election night on November the 3rd, and you were all panicked, because you were wondering, how is Biden keeping up with Trump? And he wasn't. They had fed votes in already, et cetera. But you got pretty confident when you saw the battleground states and Trump was crushing it. Millions and millions of votes. Then you get up the next morning, we projected Biden for so-and-so. Biden's projected, and you're going, what just happened? Well, Dominion voting systems just happened. The big cheat happened. And don't you ever stop talking about it, because the media wants to shut it down. They want to play games. Oh, he's president-elect. No, he isn't. There will not, president will never be part of, other than vice president and his Obama administration, won't be part of Biden's pedigree. But anyway, you felt horrible, but you also felt like something's wrong here. I've been talking about this. It didn't feel like a loss because you knew you hadn't won. And so you were at your lowest. The Democrats were beaming. They were at their highest. Oh, my gosh, we did it. Yeah. And they were celebrating. Now I want we look at these. I want you to think about this on a graph. So they're at the highest and we're at the lowest. But then suddenly these lines start to come together. In other words, they're starting to drop. And you're starting to go up. Your confidence is rising. Y'all send me notes. Kevin, so there's a constitutional way. There's a recount going on here. They're going to sue. You're asking me all kinds of questions. I'm not trying to mock you because I love it. But And I'm going, yeah, I'm confident of Trump. He's going to sue. They're going to do not just a recount like they did in Wisconsin. A recount's not going to help him. An audited recount will overturn this election, and certainly a forensic examination will, because we're not talking about a winning by a few hundred, a few thousand, even a few 10,000. We're talking about Trump beating Biden by millions in the popular vote, destroying him, and certainly hundreds of thousands in various states. There are so many statistical anomalies in this election, it should be completely tossed, because it is by far the biggest cheat in the history of this republic. Yet, they parade Biden around like a weak-ended Bernie's president-elect. But in reality, he's a rotting corpse that the Democrats will soon be forced to discard. That's what he is. And as I said, they're worried. Their exuberance on November the 4th is slowly beginning to come down. Why? Because they didn't really believe Trump would concede. They thought he would. They were like, oh, we'll put enough pressure. Let me put it to you this way, America. Donald Trump will fight to the bloody deadly end, and he will come out of the gladiators arena the winner. And the Democrats are now scared. And they better be, because just like they did with Russian collusion and all the cover-up, they need Trump to lose so they can cover this up. Now, I'm going to tell you, I got buddies all over this country that are saying there will be hell to pay if Donald Trump is not elected president. There are many people talking about civil war. I tell you this, I'm going to be so freaking vocal. Everywhere I go, I'm going to say, if you think Joe Biden is the president of this country, you're crazy. And any fool that voted for him, step up. You know, in other words, I'm not going to sit back and go, oh, y'all stole this election and we're just going to shut up and go into the woods. You know, they have no clue what's going to happen. The attitude of America will change dramatically if they try to steal. Well, they're already trying, but if they succeed in stealing Trump's rightful place as the 45th president of the United States for his second term. But see, I feel like I'm on the good side of this. And I've been saying to all my friends who called up, I said, look, this needed to happen. Trump couldn't just win. If he just won, when was the shoe going to fall? The Democrats screwed up really bad, because what they should, as I said earlier in the earlier broadcast, they should have let Trump barely win, get elected. Maybe they win the Senate. You know, they take over the House and the Senate, and they keep him from doing anything. And then in the next election, they pull these shenanigans, because whoever they pick next probably wouldn't be able to fight like this. But they didn't do that. And that's their problem. They chose the wrong guy. If they'd waited. But they couldn't, because Trump still has too many things that he could expose. Even in the second term, he could destroy the House and the Senate with some of the things that he legislatively, if he just said, I'm going to open this stuff up, the next election cycle, even with the cheats, they'd have a tough time rationalizing it. But that would have been a better plan. I'm just speaking as a strategist here. So I was listening to Fareed Zakaria. I know it's a strange name. It's like one of the new black names. Anyway, CNN commentator. And here's a clip of what he had to say that showcases his worry. And I want to parse this clip. It may take us a little while to do it. Because the clip's like, what, 2 minutes? Yeah, so it's going to eat up a lot of the segment. But it's worth hearing, because I'm telling you, they're scared. And they should be. And he's only talking about it from a constitutional point of view. He's not talking about it from the way that Pelosi and Schumer and Comey and you know, all those guys, Obama, the way they're scared. But here's a clip.
That are legal and constitutional that could enable Trump to stay in office without actually winning the vote. The system of electing the president is complicated because it was not designed to be directly democratic. The Constitution calls for states to choose the presidential electors, who in turn gather to vote for the president. Over time, states have passed laws that ensured their state's popular vote for the presidency would determine the electors. But those are laws, not a constitutional obligation. Now, imagine the scenario during election week. Trump is leading on November 3rd, but Joe Biden pulls ahead in the days following. Republicans file objections to tens of thousands of mail-in ballots. Democrats file countersuits. Taking account of the confusion, legislators decide to choose the electors themselves. Here's the worry. Of the 9 swing states, 8 have Republican legislatures. If one or more decide that balloting is chaotic and marred by irregularities, they could send what they regard as the legitimate slate of electors, which would be Republican. Democrats may object and file lawsuits. In some of those states, Democratic governors or secretaries of state could send their own slates of electors to Washington. That would add to the confusion, but that might well be part of the Republican plan. Because you see, when Congress convenes on January 6th to tally the electors' votes, there would be challenges to the legitimacy of some electors. It's possible congressional Republicans could decide that disputed states should simply not be counted. Suppose in this scenario, Michigan's votes are invalidated. That would ensure that neither candidate would get to 270 electoral votes. At that point, the Constitution clearly directs that the House of Representatives vote to determine the presidential election. But it does so with each state casting a single ballot. If the current numbers hold, there would be 26 state delegations that are Republican and 23 Democratic with one tied. So the outcome would be to re-elect Donald Trump. Trump doesn't need to do anything other than to simply accept this outcome, which is constitutional.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, talking about the fear that the Democrats have of the Trump winning. And that was CNN's Fareed Zakaria essentially highlighting the ways in which they're concerned, because he laid out the path that this is going to go. And, you know, the Democrats, oh, look at what happened in Pennsylvania. We win. And then they lose. And then they win. And then they lose. And all of this just points to what's ultimately going to happen. 7 of the 8 states. And I want to get more into this when we come back. But he lays it out because he's afraid. And I want you to understand, he's not alone in his fear.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type begins at a certain time of the year and is qualified for a special enrollment period. No obligation.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Radio show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Kevin Jackson talking about the Democrats' fear now that the reality is setting in that Joe Biden is not going to get shoehorned into the presidency the way that they thought, the way that they plotted and planned with this attempted coup. Everybody, the media, social media, everybody on the planet, Trump is right. 100% of the people know that the Democrats cheated. There is no question about it. Oh, the vote for Joe Biden was an anti-Trump vote. Nonsense. You know what? I pulled the statistics. I pulled the data of Joe Biden in the primaries. Joe Biden, the highest state he got
in terms of votes for the Democrats, I believe, was Maryland. He got 85% uncontested all the way from the time Joe Biden started to the time he ended in the primaries. The most he got was 85%. There are places where Joe Biden barely got. I'm talking about after everybody else quit. There are places where Joe Biden barely got over 50% of the vote, of the Democrat vote. You want to tell me that many Democrats who went back to work, kids going, getting jobs out of college, etc., that they hated Trump? Not to mention the 11 million official votes that Trump got more than he got in 2016. It flies in the face of reason. It's insane. But anyway, as I said, little by little, drip by drip, all this is coming out. Now, what Trump should do, I'll tell you right now, he should start dropping little bombs about Ukraine and Hunter Biden and all this. I'd go on the offense and I'd start dropping those bombs and opening things up, and that would really taint things for the Democrats. Now, I know he's making the legal case for his presidency, but man, I would be fighting in the court of public opinion. But hey, that's me. I'm just a lowly strategist that they listen to from time to time. Kevin Jackson Show, you're listening to, folks. It is the KevinJacksonShow.com. Be sure, please, to go to YouTube. If you're on YouTube, if you look at videos at all on YouTube, find me, Kev Talks, Kevin Jackson. The best way is Kev Talks. And you might have to scroll a little bit, but when you see my face, subscribe. Click to that and subscribe. Here's where we are. We are 200 hours away from being able to monetize. 200 more hours. You have to have 4,000 hours of views. You have to have 1,000 people and 4,000 hours of listening. And we are at just over 3,800. So we got a couple hundred, 180 hours of listening left. Now, we got a lot of people coming now. It's picking up. But I need you to do that. The other thing is tell people about our movie, BleedingBlueMovie.com. We have another series coming out that's going to blow your mind. Sorbo's cutting the voiceover. And we're going into these hot spots where, like Baltimore, Freddie Gray, that kind of thing, we're interviewing cops that could no longer, that were, you know, retired. And now they can speak on the record because they're gone, you know, they're set. So we're going in there and getting the real story behind some of these controversial cop cases directly from the source. What do you think about that? It's kind of a cool concept, right? So we got that going. And I got to tell you, we have some really cool stuff happening. I hope you go to kevinjackson.me. We're assimilating it all there. I hate to keep giving you guys websites, but eventually it's all going to become the Kevin Jackson Network. Because we're now a network. I know it sounds, we're growing up. But anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. But we're talking about what's his name? Zahid Zakaria or something like that. He's a CNN host, and he's essentially scared now of what is happening. And he's explaining now that the Democrats are starting to understand their fate. Now, here's what's funny in terms of parsing what he said. He says there are ways legal and constitutional that could let Trump stay in office. And I found that statement interesting because here's the way that Trump could legally stay in office. If he'd gotten all the votes that he was supposed to and we had a fair election, we wouldn't be here. But we didn't. They imply that Donald Trump is doing something nefarious. And he says he could stay in office without actually winning the vote. That's what he says. Now, then he goes on to explain how complicated the system is because he says it wasn't designed to be democratic. Every part of what he described was democratic. A vote by, you know, the number of, ultimately it could end up in the House and it's a vote of the states, not based on anything Pelosi can manipulate, but it's how many state, you know, legislatures are Republican versus Democrat and who they place into the office. And so he goes back in and he tells us, well, and I love this. He says, now imagine this scenario. Trump is leading on November 3rd. Biden pulls ahead. Republicans file objections to the tens of thousands, maybe millions of mail-in ballots. Democrats file countersuits and taking account of the confusion, and legislators have to decide the electors. That's exactly what's happened. Trump got cheated and he says, I'm not going to get cheated. So yeah, I know what you were doing with mail-in ballots, etc. He's describing it as if, you know, the Republicans are crazy for wanting to count ballots. But I love how he says this. Here's the worry. The worry for who? Here, the worry for them is, here's why we should be concerned, Democrats, lying skanks. Of the 9 swing states, 8 have Republican legislators. If one or more decide that balloting is chaotic and marred by irregularities, they could send what they regard as a legitimate slate of electors. So that's what's happening right now. Republicans in these other states outside of Georgia, where Kemp is a piece of crap, they're all saying, hey, we're throwing this election out. Michigan can throw it out. All of them can throw it out. So they throw it out and they say, we're going to send electors. And so then the Democrats are going to object, they say, file lawsuits in some states, and that their Democratic governors or secretaries could send their slate of electors, and it's going to be confusing. And I love how he put it this way. He says, it could be part of the Republicans' plan. So the Republicans' plan to have the Democrats steal the election so they could initiate lawsuits and we could get to the scenario that you just laid out. That's what he wants you to believe. See, let me explain the Republicans' plan for those of you who aren't following me, especially these leftists out there, because they're dummies. The Republicans' plan was very simple. We will win a fair election. We believe we can win in the war of ideas. And we believe we can do it legitimately. We don't need to cheat you. We believe that most Americans agree that we need a border to be protected, that we need a border wall because people want to come here because they love this country, not because of leftists, but because of us. We don't believe in global climate farce. We proved it by leaving the Paris Climate Accord and having cleaner air for ourselves first and the cleanest air of anybody that remains in it. We believe that fair trade in free trade is what we should have, and we're penalizing people who don't believe that with us. We believe in making America, putting America first, and making it great again. We believe that we can bring manufacturing back, that we can put people back to work, and many of us are beginning to believe that this government has overreached in putting us, forcing us into lockdowns, making us teach our own kids, self-enslavement, and a host of other things. That's what won in the war of ideas. And we beat you. We kicked your bony little butts, and you can't handle it. So he's trying to make it appear that, well, these people are fighting. How dare they fight us when we stole this election? Look at all the things that they're doing. This must be part of their devious, evil plan. Yeah, part of our devious, evil plan was we said, you put us in a race, we'll beat you. Fair and square. And we won't beat you by a little bit. We'll beat you by a mile. And that's exactly the plan we implemented. It's unbelievable to hear these guys speak of this stuff. And here's the worry. The worry is that the president who has performed, who has kept almost all of his promises, who has selflessly given of himself and his family, a person that you 92% of the time ridicule, you won't say what he's doing, and he's got a devious plan against America, and you want to get a guy elected whose son, a crackhead, is making money all over the world. You won't talk about it. You won't talk about his racism. You won't talk about his dementia. You won't talk about any of the things that are happening in reality. But we learned that he's got a cat. He's going to get a cat. If he gets elected, he's going to bring a cat to the White House. Oh, and one of his dogs is a rescue. It would be the first rescue dog in the White House. Hey, whoa. Who knew? People are losing their jobs. They're losing their businesses. And these clowns are playing games. They're perpetrating a fraud. But, hey, it's part of the Republicans' plan. It's not a game, folks. The Republic is at stake. And Democrats have now assessed their chances, and they don't like the odds anymore. But let me tell you, Republicans, you better start fighting dirty. You better start becoming vocal. This is serious.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.